Broncos change when it comes to the old Wade Phillips see ball, get ball strategy? We'll hear from him next.
It's Sandy and Sean on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Out of the free agent additions this offseason, the Broncos had three of them from the San Francisco 49ers. Now, one is a no-brainer starting player in DJ Jones. Had an opportunity to write about him this morning in DenverFan, DenverFan.com. Tom Compton, the offensive lineman, is likely to be a backup in Kwan Williams. Well, Sandy, I think in my mind nowadays, slot corners are starters. I think you need three starting cornerbacks in the NFL today, because your base defense is the same as everybody's base defense. It's the nickel.
I remember years ago when Vaughn Miller was on during training camp with D-Mac and Alfred. And Chris Harris might have been with him, but it was at the time pretty clear that Vaughn Miller was the established star and Chris Harris was a promising prospect. And Chris Harris at the time was a nickelback. And teams had just started to play nickel as their base defense about maybe 55-60% of the time. And I remember Vaughn Miller saying, we as players consider Chris Harris a starter as our nickelback. And there was some resistance to that, and a good-natured debate ensued, and I thought it was very interesting, and I thought Vaughn Miller was actually a little bit ahead of his time in basically suggesting that more and more teams would be using as essentially their base defense the nickel package. And, of course, Chris Harris certainly developed into more than just a nickelback or just a slot cornerback. In fact, Chris would argue that in later years, even playing on the outside was more difficult than playing in the slot because he was always a slot corner at his roots as a National Football League player. But remember, Chris coming out of Kansas wasn't drafted,
right?
Not drafted. Vaughn Miller was
second overall pick.
Second overall pick in the 2011 draft. So, but the two became close, and I don't know. It's possible two more important players on the Broncos Super Bowl championship team they did not have than Vaughn Miller and Chris Harris Jr.
One of the notable things that defense, of course, is it was commandeered by Wade Phillips.
That's right.
And Phillips, for his entire career, was a coach who wanted an aggressive defense that was forcing turnovers. Now, Vic Fangio's defense, though it really had the one notable year, is last year with Chicago, where they led the league in turnovers. They were tremendous. Sort of had a otherwise bend-but-not-break style of defense, sort of a position battle. And while Fangio's sort of ideas are still permeating the league in a lot of ways, more coaches and younger coaches are realizing that, well, it's very hard to stop offenses because the rules are stacked against you in the first place. So you have to find a way around it. And the answer there is generate turnovers. Williams talked about Jiro Evero's approach to those.
That's definitely an emphasis, is being able to get the ball away, get the ball back to the offense so we can put up some points, put up some numbers.
Also helps to get points yourself. I've mentioned this before, the numbers statistically, rounding a little bit. Recovering a fumble is worth 3 points on average to your team. Getting an interception is worth 4. It is worth more because, of course, there's return yardage and maybe even the potential to score. But more modern approaches towards the way you're focusing on a game do incorporate the idea that our defense not only is designed to slow the opposing offense down, but also to put us in position to score more points as often as possible. And it's not one of those things where you're playing well and turnovers will happen. Smart teams and successful teams are going turnover hunting. And it seems like Yujiro Evero, based on what he did with the Rams and what he's talked about since coming here, he wants his guys to go get the ball.
I'm not sure that isn't 80 to 90% of playing defense now in the NFL.
I agree completely.
Because everybody is going to gain yardage, and the points you give up are dependent on the number of takeaways you can make.
And let's face it, the yards
that's the only
the
way to keep
cheap.
Scoring down is to take the ball away. You want to play defensively on long fields. You want to have a lot of territory to protect. So your offense, by not turning the ball over, can certainly help a defense. But if the defense is looking to give up 300 points or fewer over an entire season these days, it can't be done without creating a ton of turnovers.
It
can't be done.
Those yards between the 20s are cheap.
Buffalo
you can get
and
within
Baltimore
scoring position.
Have been, in the last 2 years, I think, one in each season, been the only two teams to give up fewer than 300. Both those defenses take the ball away a lot.
Yeah, and you have to, because, look, teams get down into the red zone with regularity. So most of the time, they're going to be walking away with at least three. Kickers are awfully, awfully good. So you're right. You have to find a way to take that ball away. That's the best opportunity that you have to really get your team set up. And I think Evero now is doesn't have necessarily Jalen Ramsey, but with Pat Surtain, maybe not as far off as people think. Ronald Darby has a good speed, not an interception guy. Quite frankly, for the position, not even average hands. But Kaywan Williams does, and Justin Simmons sure does. So there is an opportunity here in this backfield to take away passes. And I think when it's all said and done at the end of this year, I don't know what the number is exactly, but if the Broncos don't generate enough turnovers, given the teams that they'll be competing in the AFC West and their ability to score, they're not going to make the playoffs. This isn't a team this offense is going to be explosive enough, even with Russell Wilson, that they're going to be able to win on that alone. They're going to need help from that defense. It is a big part of the team. It's where a lot of its top talent is, and it's going to need to look like it. That's the simple reality, and it's one of the reasons that I like the hiring of Yujiro Evero. This is a guy that is aggressive, wants to be aggressive. He's on the exact same page with Nathaniel Hackett. They were college teammates. This defense will be interesting. I'm excited to see it when we finally get a chance to. I don't know whether it'll be against Drew Lock or Geno Smith. But
it'll be against Geno Smith.
That's kind of my feeling, too. I think it's going to be Geno.
Did you hear Carroll again today talk about kind of a
now Lock's out with COVID
comment.
Now.
Lock's out with COVID. A lot of guys get COVID in sports.
Oh, yeah.
Who have been vaccinated, right?
Uh-huh.
And Carroll went out there today again and said, missed opportunity for Drew Lock.
Ouch.
Getting COVID. Now, he was going to start tomorrow night.
That's an interesting thing.
Preseason, but it's an interesting way to treat a guy who has COVID to say, well, you missed an opportunity.
You wouldn't say that to someone who had an injury, would you? That's kind of weird. That's a weird statement.
We think he's been vaccinated. But Pete Carroll may know something we don't. His entire remarks about what was advertised, kind of like Bridgewater Lock last year here in Denver, as an open quarterback competition.
Doesn't
in Seattle.
Really look like it.
I mean, I'm not the biggest Drew Lock fan in the world, but if I'm Drew Lock, I don't believe.